This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Quan Markley's back, going back to New York this weekend. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, the Saquon Barkley homecoming game as he goes back, take on a team. And you mentioned this a couple days ago, Hugh, that not only seemingly the GM didn't want him back, they basically didn't care he came to arrive. The owner cared, but the GM didn't care, and they let him go. So now Saquon gets to go back to MetLife. I'm sure he's had this one circled on his calendar. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley this week as he talks about what he expects as he plays against the Giants up in MetLife.
Do you have an expectation what the fans might do?
I mean, I guess I'd said I don't expect to get booed. And
they're going to you.
I was meaning more of like...
Let that go. You're going to get booed.
The game is... This rivalry is so much bigger than, you know, what happened in the offseason between the Giants.
They're going to boo you, though.
It's been going on for a really long time. So, I've been on the other side, and I know how Giants fans feel. So I don't know what the environment is going to be like, but I'm excited. You know, as a player, as a competitor, we kind of welcome those environments and those moments. So whoever it is, hopefully it gives me a little extra juice, and I can go out there and perform and help my team win.
Yeah, they're going to boo you,
though. He's going to get booed, yeah.
Yeah, dog, they're going to boo you, man. You probably get a couple cheers early on, but they're going to... They're going to boo you, dog.
I am guessing it won't be over the top, though, right? Because a lot of their fans probably feel like they should have kept him, and he would have stayed if they kept him. He'll get... I think when we turn the TV on and listen to Merrill Mike, it'll be... You'll hear boos. But I don't get the sense it's going to be outrageous, like hatred for him.
I do.
I tell you what. This is what I think. Because before the season started, I had a chance to I went to an event where, I guess... It was halfway marked between New York and Philadelphia.
So somewhere like in the middle of Jersey?
Yeah, it was somewhere. I forgot where it was. It was in farm country somewhere. But I did an event there and had a chance to talk to some Giants fans. And their biggest concern was, well, you know, you're getting a guy who's always – he's off hurt and all this other stuff. He hasn't been hurt, knock on wood. He hasn't been hurt, and he's been very, very effective for us.
He's probably the brightest spot on the team so far.
Yes, so they're probably feeling some kind of way about that. You know, and a lot of people, I would think that a lot of people felt when he got here that he wasn't going to be as productive because he was going to get hurt. So they're going to be dealing with that. So when he comes back in the stadium and he's probably going to be juiced, they're probably going to boo him because they're mad at the fact that he's healthy. And they're also going to be mad at the fact that he's an Eagle.
Of course. And if he's beating them, it's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be...
It could grow as the game goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do we expect here? A.J. Brown spoke this week about what kind of Saquon's showing up on Sunday.
I think he's handling it the best way he can. You know, of course, I think the beast will probably be let out on Sunday. But he's doing a great job keeping it one day at a time. And he's just doing what he regularly does. And just coming to work, doing the little things. And so I think you just break it down to making the most of each and every opportunity. And... just focus on your little details, your keys, and you know, try not to make the big play. Just make the routine play, you know, and everything else will take over itself. You know, he's a great athlete. I'm sure he's gonna make plays.
So, what do we expect out of Saquon on Sunday? I mean, I think the
he gonna cry before the game start.
You think so?
Yeah, he gonna cry.
Why?
Tears?
Yeah,
or
he's
just
gonna cry because he's gonna be overwhelmed with emotion. I would not be surprised.
Sirianni Super Bowl crying?
Probably.
That's a lot.
There's no way.
I'll take that bet. Is that a prop bet?
$2.
I got $2.
The camera has to show Saquon.
Well, it has to be a shot of him because I'm pretty sure that this is going to be. Yeah, it's going to be. He's going to be kind of teary eyed because.
I could see glassy eyed. I mean,
is glassy eyed?
Well, tears streaming down like Sirianni Super Bowl. That's
I
a
would
whole
be because I if it was me. I would be super pissed.
We're not even going to see a glaze over the eyes.
No,
you think he's
going to
be locked in, angry, Saquon?
No, he's going to be angry, but he's gonna shed a tear. Dude, he was disrespected on national TV. He was double talked to by somebody who He basically caught him and tried to make him look stupid. Hey.
That's not going
to
make him cry.
You know what he needs to do?
Yes. No,
when he scores, and I do think he'll score
Because he's going to be mad because he's going to go for like a hundred. Let me go ahead and make my $2 bet right now.
He should save that because you're going to owe it to me on Monday.
Oh, I got two more dollars? I ain't got no furniture, dog. I got two. I got $4.
If you bought the house.
So you know what Saquon needs to do Sunday? After he scores, he should point up. I'm sure he knows where Joe Shane sits during the game. Just,
just point up there.
Little look at him.
No, I'd probably flip him the bird. You don't understand. I've never been in this situation because I've never played. The closest I came to something like this is when we played Eagles when I was with the Jets, and they said they were be foolish for living.
But you
with
never
them.
Got to play the Jets after they traded you here.
Never in a real game, not in a real live fire game situation in the preseason. But I would be upset because of everything that happened to bring me to be a Philadelphia Eagle. This man was lied to. They franchise tagged him and told him he was the future. And then strung him along and let him go.
Yep.
And then Buddy got on television and said, hey, we're moving in another direction. But if you get an offer, let us know. Now, what the hell I'm going to let you know about? What am I calling you back for to tell you that I got another job? For you can say, hey, thanks. He said he never wanted to leave New York.
It was an invitation, but you know the person doesn't want to go to the party. Yeah.
He never wanted to leave New York. So, yes, he's going to be pissed. He's going to be super pissed.
Now, he's not going to cry.
He's going to cry.
No.
I agree with Kyle. $2. Maybe glassy-eyed. If the tears are streaming down, I'd be shocked.
$2. So, can't wait till this game starts. He can slap somebody across the
lip. Here's a question. Do we think he's going to have a huge game? So the initial reflex is yes. But, Hugh, don't you think the Giants are going to load the box and not let him
They're
going
to try not
to
let it, and that's when I make them pay. This guy... We've seen the power.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Power that Saquon Barkley has running the toting the rock. Man, I just think he's going to be on another level this weekend.
By the way, I really
do.
He's getting booed every time he touches that ball.
Yeah, especially.
This is New York we're talking about.
If he's gashing them.
They don't know where to direct their anger. It's just going to be emotion.
And if we're going off of emotion and anger, like we had emotion and anger last week here, both their baseball teams could be in some trouble by Sunday. The Mets are going to be dead.
It's going to be toxic.
And if the Yankees blow a 2-0 lead, you're right. That could be, man, what are we getting Sunday? We got a toxic Giants crowd, Sirianni on the sideline, Saquon crying.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Get Sirianni versus Giants fans?
That could be entertaining. That could
it could be.
215-592-9494. I have a feeling Saquon will be in our same game parlay later in the show. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Will.
Oh, man, listen. It's going to be a problem. Because I'm quite sure they keying in on Jalen. They're going to be blitzing this guy. And they keying in on Saquon. So now you got the defense blitzing Jalen, right? And I hope they've been, like, practicing some quick outlet passes to these receivers and tight ends and everything, man. Because I'm going to tell you, if they just going in here and think it's just because our record is outstanding against New York and we just going to walk in there and win, got another thing coming. And another thing I want to say, you know, I've been saying about this tie, right? This is the two, this, these two teams are so equal that they should tie.
So this is the week. Is this the week, Will? This is the week for the tie?
This is the week for the tie, man.
Man, they better not tie.
You're going to guarantee it?
Listen, I'm dropping it on there. You know, whether they do or they don't, but I believe this will be the week for the tie, man, because this, these, both these teams are playing almost identical. It's just that one team have a better roster than the other. That's all, the only thing I see with this. And that's all I got, baby.
You got it, Will. We appreciate it.
You came in here and dropped a nugget.
I just thought of a new spot on the bingo card for Sirianni coaching.
What was that?
Well, Sunday, if, let's say the game goes to overtime. And you know how in overtime you could kick a field goal, but then the other team gets the ball? Or you could try to score the touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we haven't done with Sirianni yet? Haven't seen him go for the fourth down instead of a field goal in overtime. He goes for it, the game ends in the tie instead of them just kicking the field goal. How do you think Monday is around here if we tie this thing?
Well, we know how it went when Doug went for the punt.
That's right. And then how many games they win after that? Like one or two the rest of the year? Yeah.
That wouldn't be good. That would not be good. That'd be terrible.
Doug played for the tie.
We're 4-11-1.
That was against rookie Joe Burrow, by the way. TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on,
TR,
man?
What's up, buddy?
No, man, I don't trust them. I'm slightly confident in this game, but I'm kind of like on the fence, man. Just because of how we're looking, you know, and we Hurts been looking. This is how things been going, you know, where we looked against the Browns and all that. We're gonna be all right. I think we're gonna win. I don't trust them totally like last year a little bit in the beginning, you know. So yeah, I think we're gonna go out and take that win. But they're gonna be trying to hurt Saquon. And I want our defense to be a little more nastier, man. You know, they're going to try to hurt Saquon, and we need to go out there and nasty, show them you can't do nothing with us. You know, and that's why I'm mad. I don't trust him, but I'm slightly confident.
You sound like Hugh. Yeah, Hugh's saying he trusts them, but deep down,
you know,
he doesn't.
What's funny, I was just sitting there thinking, I'm like, yeah, TR double talking.
That's what you did.
Talking.
And Hugh.
What?
Did you move to Delaware County or the state of Delaware?
No, Delaware. I'm in Delaware. Delaware.
Man, everybody get to see our players, the South Philadelphia fans, man. You guys move to Delaware, move to Jersey, man. When somebody going to move to Pennsylvania outside of Philly?
Well,
I'm not an athlete, but I live in Bucks County, TR, for counts.
If this helps, TR, when I played here, I lived here for a couple years.
There you go.
I moved all over the place when I was here.
You lived in Philly?
I lived off of Columbus Boulevard for a while.
Oh man, somebody with Chuck Stature, I wouldn't live there. You know, that was cool. But I'm
what's wrong with Columbus Boulevard?
I'm talking about it's ritzy and all that. But I'm
you mean what you said? What you said? What's wrong with Columbus Boulevard? What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it, but it's not family oriented place.
Say what you're trying to say, dog. Say what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say that you got Exton, you got Malvern, you got all them good counties outside of Philly. That's really nice, man.
I lived in Westchester too.
He was a traveled man. TR, we appreciate you. He was a travel guy.
I lived in Westchester.
Now he's got a place, no furniture, and a garage.
No furniture. Yeah.
Well, unless you take that couch from Herb. 215-592-9494.
And plus, when you, I was all, like, you don't want to be too close to the city. I never wanted to be too close to the city. Too much going on. You know, you kind of want to be, you know, kind of off in the cut a little bit.
Yeah, a little separation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, so the next thing, so we've done a year, almost 2 years of when will Hugh find a home. Next will be when will Hugh find a bed.
I got to do that. I got to do that right now. I got to try to figure that out in the next couple of days. Because that's important.
Yeah, if you have a spare mattress, Hugh can borrow. Let him know.
There you go. You better not give me no mattress, man.
You are doing 94.9. All right, coming up. Your phone calls here. Do you trust the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? I don't. Kyle doesn't. Hugh is talking himself into it. But we need a guarantee from you. Elliot gave one. Not sure if that makes anyone feel better. We need the Hugh guarantee. Mike Lombardi, by the way, yesterday, and what his reaction would have been to as a GM to what Sirianni did at the end of last week's game. You got to hear that. Plus, Elliot this morning gave us something to look out for with Nick after the game if they get the win. So we're on Sirianni Behavior Watch next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.